Welcome, everybody. This is our live stream YouTube prayer meeting. People might be joining us from different places in the country. We welcome everyone. Invite your friends. Every Thursday, we have this prayer meeting at 5 p.m. Pacific time. If you need a prayer request, you have some people that have burdens, bring them in. We'll be praying for them. We already have seen powerful miracles as we are praying together. So, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads with me as we open with prayer, and then we'll go into the amazing chapters of the Bible together as we have a devotional before prayer meeting. Loving Father, we want to praise you and thank you for this day that you carry us through, meeting all our needs, protecting us, giving us strength, and Father, we are here in your presence. We want to open your words. We want to hear your voice, Lord. May it be heard today in a way that our hearts will be warmed up towards you even more, that we may fall in love with your word, Father. Give us a deeper understanding. Reclaim the presence of the Holy Spirit with us. And at the end, afterwards, every prayer that will be presented to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, welcome everybody to our YouTube program. If you haven't joined this channel yet, don't forget to subscribe. Invite your people, share this channel with others and the program that we have there. Today we are going to take a closer look at the 17th chapter of the first book of Kings in Old Testament. Recently I was reading this chapter, and it just, sometimes you read the Bible, you read this many times, but then as you read again the very passage of the chapter of the Bible, it just comes alive to you that you never heard it before. So that's what I want to share with you, my recent reading of the Bible, and I put some notes in my Bible as the Lord was speaking to me. I said, wow, this is a profound thing, and that's what I'm going to be sharing with you today. This is the story of Elijah that predicted a drought. You remember that story, Elijah. So let's begin with verse 1. Open your Bibles to the first book of Kings, chapter 17. I'm reading verse 1.
Which book, sir? I didn't catch the book.
Okay, it is 1 Kings, chapter 17.
All right, I got it.
All right. Now Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the settlers of Gilead, said to Ahab, Ahab was king in Israel, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word. Wow. Elijah, the prophet, the man of God, comes boldly to the king of the nation and says this to him. This is the boldness of God's people that we will have. Right. God is preparing people to give this boldness to us. Are you ready to receive it? And it says here, these 3 years, but if you turn with me briefly to the Gospel of Luke chapter 25, Gospel of Luke chapter 25, chapter 4, verse 25, you're going to find out what exact time was. Luke 4, 25. It says here, but I say to you in truth, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah when the sky was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, when a great famine came over all the land. So we could see that this 3 years actually is a reference to 3.5 years. And you know some references in the Bible, in the prophecies of Daniel, that has the same frame of time, 3.5 years, which equals to 1,260 days. This is the time of darkness. The darkness is because the word of God was taken away. and the world was groping in darkness because of the absence of the light, which is the Word of God. And this is just a little nugget. You can actually connect this, what Elijah had prophesied and what Daniel had prophesied. There's a connection, profound one. And we're going to skip this one now because it's a long one. Verse 2, the word of the Lord came to him saying, go away from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. Verse 4, it shall be that you will drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to provide for you there. Wow. Provide. I will command the ravens. You know the character of the bird, raven? This is the most selfish bird. That's the characteristic for the raven. And yet, God commands them, and they will be bringing to him food. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. According to the word of the Lord. For he went and lived by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. The ravens, according to the word of the Lord, brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he would drink from the brook. The selfish birds were bringing to Elijah bread and meat in the morning and in the evening. I guess, Lynn, you could develop here the health message, probably. Healthy twice a day. But anyway, see, Elijah did according to the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord came true when we act upon it. Every promise of the word of God. Every time God gives promise in the Bible, this is like a prophecy. And when we act upon it, when we believe, we act upon it, that is being fulfilled in our lives at its time. So, then we read verse 7. It happened after a while that the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land. Well, the time comes when the people of God need to make some changes in their lives. Wow, just dawned on me how relevant it is for each one of us. There's a time for us to make changes in our lives. Arise, go to... Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. Now God commands somebody else to take care of his person, his prophet. My friends, if you walk with God, if you live a life of obedience to God, you don't have to worry about your provision. The Lord commands, and it will be provided.
Amen.
So he rose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please get me a little water in a jar that I may drink. And you know, God is revealing his power sometimes. This widow was very poor. The Lord sent him to the poorest of the poor to provide for him. So God could reveal his power. It's not man that will be providing for Elijah. God himself is the provider. Jehovah Jireh. Please give me a little water in a jar that I may drink. As she was going to get it, you know, in the Middle East, it was a custom, and it's still a custom. The Arabs of the desert, they will go out of their way to satisfy the thirst of the traveler. Did you know that even if your enemy she was going to get it, he called her, said, and said to her, "Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour." Well, the flour is a bread also, right? It's not baked yet, but it is a bread. "A handful of flour in a bowl and a little oil in the jar. And behold, I am gathering a few sticks that I may go in and prepare for me and my son that we may eat and not die." So this was the last piece of food that they had. The last thing. You see, by sending Elijah to this widow, the Lord not only takes care of Elijah, he wants to take care even of this Sidonian woman. He cares for people. And look what she said to him. "As the Lord your God lives." You know, Michael, you just got the book, the Bible Principles of Interpretation. You're going to be blessed by that. I read that book, and I began to see where the first time the word is found. And I began, the names also, they have meaning. And I was studying the meaning of the word God and the Lord. And the first time in the Bible the word God appears, it says God created heavens and the earth, you remember? So the meaning of the word God is Elohim in Hebrew, mighty covenant maker. Mighty covenant maker. The Lord appears in the second chapter, and the word Lord in Hebrew is Yahweh. And the meaning of it, the ideal judge. "I will cause to be what I will cause to be." That's the little rendering. "I will cause to be what I will cause to be." And she said to him, this is the Sidonian Gentile woman, says, "The Lord your God." She knows the Lord by name. Wow. Verse 13, "Then Elijah said to her, 'Do not fear.'" You know, God's people, when you walk with God, you have the authority. You are the representative of the Most High God, the Creator, the Commander of the universe. And on this earth, you are His ambassadors, and God is giving you authority. "Do not fear. Go, do as I have said, but make me a little bread cake from it first, and bring it out to me, and afterward you may make one for yourself and for your son." Does it give you any idea? The word first, make it first for me. You know, we are commanded in the Bible to bring our first fruits, the tithes, to the Lord. And Elijah here is representative of God. He's like a Levite, basically, of the time. The Bible doesn't say from which tribe he was. I haven't seen it. But he's a prophet of God. And he said to her, "Do it first. Do according to God's will. And the rest will be provided." "For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bowl of the flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth." Until the Lord, Yahweh, the ideal judge, who causes to be what he will cause to be, will rain upon the earth. So he said, the bowl of flour shall not be exhausted. The flour here is the bread, to become bread. The bread in the Bible is the word of God. The bowl of the word of God, cannot be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty The oil of the Holy Spirit never runs out, my friends. And the day is coming when we'll be put out upon the face of the earth in a full measure, that every soul that can be precipitated will be precipitated. And God had given us such a privilege and honor to be instruments in God's hand. So, verse 15, he went and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her son, her household, ate for many days. The bowl of flour was not exhausted, nor did the jar of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Elijah. Wow. You know, I could see here the result of the obeying the words of the Lord through his prophet. There's always result. Like Jehoshaphat said, believe the Lord. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper, you shall be established. So, when we obey the words of the Lord through his prophets, and this is the book of God, the word of God, it was given to us through his prophets, who were moved by the Holy Spirit. When we obey, there is always will be resolved. The word of the Lord has power to accomplish what it says. I will cause to be what I will cause to be. This is the name of the Lord. Verse 17. Now it came about after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, became sick, and his sickness was so severe that there was no breath left in him. The boy died. So she said to Elijah, what do I have to do with you, O man of God? You have come to me to bring my iniquity to remembrance and to put my son to death. I could see in this that this woman actually did repent of her sin. He said to her, give me your son. Then he took him from her bosom and carried him up to the upper room, where he was living, and laid him on his own bed. He called on the Lord and said, O Lord my God, have you also brought calamity to the widow with whom I am staying by causing her son to die? Then he stretched himself upon the child three times and called to the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray you, let the child's life return to him. Notice, he prayed three times. I know many people, they pray one time, nothing happens, they don't believe there's a God, they don't believe that God hears them, they don't believe this is the will of God to answer to them. Oh, my friends, don't you ever give up. Don't you ever give up. The answer is on the way. Daniel was praying, and God said, the moment you raised your voice, you prayed. God immediately answered, but it's the enemy that's preventing the angel, the messengers to come with the response. So there is always answer from God. Be patient. Continue to pray. God is always hearing the cry of his children. And, you know, the story reminds me also the story of Pastor Bill Liversidge, who was a missionary in Papua New Guinea, when one of his students, when they came to the island, they were, I think it was tribe of Kuka Kuka. They were cannibals. They were eating human flesh. Anyway, there was a child that died. And they had only one night there. And at that night, the child dies. And God is using the student of Bill, who had Bill confessed himself that student had greater faith than I had, he said. And God answered the prayer of that Papua New Guinea student who had strong faith in God, and that dead child was raised. By the way, those series, you could actually visit the website Creative Media Ministries, .org, and the set of the stories, miracle stories called God's miracle working power, but we're going to be posting also that story. It's coming. You'll enjoy it very much. So keep visiting this channel and you will find this one day. We will make an announcement. The Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the life of the child returned to him, and he revived. This is the big point. The Lord heard the voice of Elijah. Who was Elijah? Elijah was the man of God. Elijah was the prophet of God. Elijah also, in the Bible, Jesus calls another man by the same name, John the Baptist. This was the Elijah. He points to John the Baptist. He was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. We have Elijah's message today. We as a movement. We are the John the Baptist. His message was to prepare the way of the Lord. And our message is the same. To prepare the way of the Lord. To make that call of three angels' message and the fourth angel. Come out of your my people, that you will not partake of the plagues of Babylon. This is our message. This church, this movement has Elijah's message to prepare the way of the Lord. The Lord is coming, my friends. And if the Lord gives his people the same message as it was message of Elijah, message of the John the Baptist, if the Lord gives us the same message, with the message he gives us the same power. I hope you heard that. When it said the same message, with it, the Lord gives same abilities and power to heal the sick, to raise the dead. Jesus himself said that you will heal the sick, you will raise the dead. And that time is at the door, my friends. Are you ready to be a recipient of that power that God is anxious to give to us? Verse 23, Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room into the house and gave him to his mother. And Elijah said, "See, your son is alive." Verse 24. Then the woman said to Elijah, Now I know that you are a man of God." Now? Well, some people may not get it at once. But when they see the power of God in the lives of his children, that's what they say. Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth. What an opportunity we have, and the privilege. People to hear from us the word of our mouth that God had given to us, and to recognize that the word that comes out from our mouth is the truth of God. See, this power of God will be exhibited in us. And we'll be bringing sinners to God. And we are never to forget that the power is of God, not of us. We are always to give glory to him. So if we believe and act upon the word of God, upon the principles of the Bible, the Holy Spirit at that very moment is in you. And the function of the Holy Spirit is the impartation of the life of Christ. Christ in you is going to relieve his life again. And people will begin to see Jesus Christ in human flesh on this earth again. Don't you want this? Christ to live in you and to reveal himself to the world around you. And when the latter rain will fall, this power of God will be multiplied in us. And it is when we live in obedience to the Word of God, to his will, God will work his power in us and through us. And the people will say, now we know that the words in your mouth are truth. I cannot wait for people to confess that. But for that, I have to clean up my life. I have to clean up my life. My life. I don't want to miss on this privilege. What about you, my friend? If this is your desire, then basically a simple thing every one of us can do is to say, Lord, if there's anything wrong in my life, take it away from me. I don't want anything in my life that is not in accordance to your will. Take it away from me. I want to be a clean vessel for you to reveal yourself, your power through me, that the world around us will be convicted. If this is your desire, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads with me as we pray, loving Father. Thank you for your words. The little glimpses that we're able to glean today from this chapter that reveal to us your willingness, Father, to use us, the most unlikely vessels, to reveal your power, your truth, your life to the world, that the sinners may come, may turn to you. So, Father, I pray as we move into the prayer session now, that your Spirit will move upon each one of us, that your ear will be inclined to every prayer, every petition, every praise, that we will experience, Father, your presence with us. And at the end of the meeting, we will rejoice because we will know that you are among us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Agree.
Amen. Well.
Amen.
Amen.
This was our little devotional. Now we will move into prayer.